Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody. Today's experience is going to be literally life-changing. I pride myself on usually having I have at least a decent amount of energy. But the guy I'm about ready to bring on the show here so far surpasses me energy-wise that I'm like, I don't know where this show is going to go. So with that, I want to introduce to you Cowboy Ryan, who is basically has become a dear friend of mine, but you've seen him on Shark Tank. He's a business partner with billionaire Damon John. So Cowboy Ryan, welcome to the show.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Get you some of that. What an introduction, man. I better live up to my potential and make sure that I at least try to keep up with your energy. Dave, I'll never forget the first time I met you at TNC 2018. Like, you were over there doing a video, and I'm like, no way. Like, that's Dave. No way. Like, that's Dave from Hacker TV Radio. And I was just like, hopefully I get a chance to literally just meet the guy and talk with you. Dude, I was so excited.
Whatever.
I've been watching you guys' show for a really, really long time, and I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, I was starstruck when I saw you. Like, maybe there's a chance this guy will talk to me. Now here I am doing the interview with you.
I just want abs like you. If I could have abs like you, my wife would love me to death, I'm sure.
Well, you know what? It's really, really, really simple.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It is not simple. That is a lie.
Okay. You know what? You're right. It's not simple, but it is just like building a funnel, okay? Let me ask you, be honest. Is building a funnel and making money, is it simple?
At this point, what I've done, yes. But I know when I started, it wasn't.
Well, that's my point. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like now that you have the experience, you could build a funnel with any product, any business, and you could turn profit on it. But it's the experience that you've had, and it's the trials and the tribulations, and it's the failures. It's the, oh, this is the 48th funnel I built, and this did not work. What is the problem? Dave, everything in life is a system, and especially in business, it is a system, and that's what I couldn't be more excited to be on this interview with you because, you know, I have purposely surrounded myself and still surround myself with the best of the best in the world of business because you guys that are so much smarter than me in business and you've been doing it so much longer, you can compress decades of me learning this into days. That's the secret. So it's so funny. You're like, well, I don't, you know, it's hard to get abs like you. Actually, it's not, but it's a system. And if you follow it to the T, it'll work every single time. Why? How do I know? I've been a personal trainer for 15 years, and I've had 40,000 people lose 12 inches in 12 workouts, okay? Like, literally. But it's a system. It took me a long time, Dave, literally to figure that out. So you can get them. It's just a system.
Well, part of that system I know does not include donuts, nor does it include chocolate chip cookies. So I had to clear my office of all that stuff so that I wouldn't.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I'm looking at the office in the background. It looks like there's bars on the window.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's offensive. Maybe they.
That's the daycare, actually. They keep those kids in so they don't come over to the office. So.
Dude, that's awesome. So tell me. Because what I would like to do is really maximize your time, maximize your listeners' time, but really just deliver some applicable stipulations or distinctions that they could go, oh, what? And like literally by the time this interview is over, they could go, that's it. I need to do that. Or I overlooked this. I forgot about that.
Well, let's talk. So the great thing about you is, as you mentioned, you've had the opportunity of dealing with some amazing, amazing entrepreneurs who aren't just your, you know, typical millionaire type of entrepreneurs. You've spent the last 5 years working almost side by side, hand in hand with Damon John on not just your Cowboy product, but other products as well. And you've also become very good friends with Tony Robbins, been out to Fiji, been spending a ton of time with him, going to 4 different live events. So let's kind of focus on those two and the business lessons that you've learned from Tony Robbins and from Damon John.
Awesome. Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll take you on my Shark Tank journey. It was a long journey. They say getting on Shark Tank is actually harder than getting into Harvard. Now, I don't have a chance of Harvard, so I said, well, so everything in business, it comes down to your mindset. And it comes down what your goals are, and it comes down what your focus is, and it comes down to then what your massive action is. So when I applied for Shark Tank for season 4, Dave, I had this winning workout formula, the lose 12 inches in 12 workouts. Like I said, 40,000 people lost 12 inches in 12 workouts. And I'm like, wait a minute, I have the answer. I have the solution to cut down people's workout times from an hour to a half an hour. Like, I'm like, I have this, but what do I do with this? And I knew nothing about the internet. I seriously thought you could not make money on the internet. I thought, well, you know, eBay and Amazon, they make money, but that's it, right? So I said, I'm going to apply for ABC Shark Tank because then maybe I can get on a bigger platform and I can get a hold of someone that could really go, Cowboy, this is what we do with your program. Here's where the lesson starts. I went through 6 months of interviews with producers over and over and over to really prove to them that I had to beat out 36,000 other businesses who applied. They narrowed it to 90. But what is my goal? And the producer said, what is your goal? And I said, guys, here's what my goal first is not. My goal is not to get money. Money is not literally going to do me any good. It'll help a little, but once you burn through it, it's over. I said, what I want to get out of this is a mentor. And one of the best mentors in the world in business to make money isn't a millionaire, it's a billionaire. And I said, that's what I want out of this, to get one of those sharks to just see something in me and partner with me and say, yeah, let's do this. Let's ride together. And because that was my goal along the 6 month journey, I stayed true to that goal. And my real reactions, my decisions when I was in the Shark Tank, it shined. And that's what came out. These sharks, well, four of them, they just saw someone very high energy and entertaining, definitely for sure. But what Damon saw was he saw the fire in my belly. He saw the fact that, and at the very end, actually, Damon was the second person out if you watch the episode, but that's not how they edited it. He was the second person out, and I was literally standing there. All sharks were out. They all said no, and I was just standing there. Shoulders back, head up, chin up, proud, like just looking at every one of them go, that's a no, that's a no, that's a no. And they all turn their head and we're like, yeah, that's a no. And then I hear this voice in the background, the producer going, Cowboy, you got to leave. Cowboy, you got to exit the stage. And I wasn't moving. I wasn't leaving. Finally, I said, this will not be the last you see of Cowboy Ryan. I said, this is what I learned in rodeo. You can buck me off, but you can't keep me from getting back on. And I turned and started to walk out. And then I heard Damon go, Cowboy, I'll invest in you. And that was a game changer. That was 5 years ago. But here's what I learned from it after. I met Damon a few months after the show. And it was really cool. He's a really short guy compared to me. but he's just very, very calm, collective, really down to earth and got like a heart of gold for other people, which is amazing. Like, he cares so much about other people. And I was so excited. I said, Damon, man, this is gonna be exciting. We'll take my lose 12 inches and we'll do this, we'll do that, and I'll be the next Tony Horton P90X whatever. And he looks at me and he goes, Cowboy, he goes, I know nothing about fitness. And he goes, I don't
he owns a couple of CrossFits, I believe.
He owns 5 CrossFits. And he said, I own 5 CrossFits and I've never been to any of them. And I'm like, what? Wait, you just said that you're going to invest in me and you don't know how you're going to help me and you're not into fitness? So then, Dave, I was confused. But remember, I went on the show to get a mentor, not money.
Yeah.
And so then I said, well, then why did you invest in me? Just curious. He goes, listen, Cowboy, the lesson begins. I'm going to teach you how billionaires think. And he said, I have passed up more multi-million dollar deals in my life because I did not see myself being friends with that guy. I did not see myself wanting to go to a barbecue with him, wanting to, you know, talk to him on Christmas or whatever. And he said, the secret to a successful business, the secret to a business that you are just juiced and you're so excited to go to work each day, you don't even call work, is when you're doing something you're passionate about, but you're doing it with your friends. And he goes, so that's what I see with you. He goes, you just look like a fun guy to hang out with. And I said, well, yeah, actually, I'm pretty fun to hang out with. And he goes, let's just become friends. And he said, you know what? I don't know what we'll do. Someday down the road, I'm sure we'll do something together. And he goes, but let's just start with friends. And I was like, that's fine. And he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, all my friends, they're all now millionaires. Okay. Well, let's go on this friend's journey.
And so I want to stop you right there, because I think one of the keys that a lot of people kind of miss here is what you talked about, but I want to make sure people understand that value as far as friendship is too often people are so worried about the end result. And again, we joke around about it all the time. You know, people will buy from people who they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
But there's more important than that as far as business. I mean, I take a look as far as being a partner in ClickFunnels and everything else. I have a 8-year journey of friendship with Russell prior to ClickFunnels.
Absolutely.
We just hung out. We did different things. He and his wife would come down to Southern California on their anniversary. I mean, and we became friends way before we became business partners. And I think that so often people forget, they're so worried about the end result of getting that buck that lesson number one from a billionaire, become friends with those people who you want to work with.
Dave, you said it exactly, and you hear it all the time. Know, like, and trust. And you know what? I don't believe in that. I don't believe the know, like, and trust. Scratch that. It's this is my friend. Okay. Yeah. And so your customers need to become your friend, your friends, because guess what? If they're your friends, then the know, like, and trust, it's there.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. You know, and all of a sudden, so to answer your question, yes, exactly. It is a friendship that you end up creating, because now all of a sudden you're excited to work with the person, and you're excited also to go to work or go do whatever with that person because you're hanging out with your friends. And so that's where it started. And you know what? I said, fine. That's what I got out of Shark Tank. I'm just friends with the guy. And there you go. This is awesome. Well, right before the show, I just threw a website together. I didn't know anything about websites. And I threw on some workout videos and just downloads and diets. Like Dave threw stuff on a website. And literally, within a few weeks, we did like 80 grand, which was mind blowing. I did everything wrong. I did everything backwards. I mean, my website was a mess. Now here's the sad part. Now that I look at it, now that I understand the power of ClickFunnels, the upsells, the downsells, like what you guys do, the power of it, that 800 grand, I'm sorry, that 80 grand could have been 800 grand. And then right now I could have a 7-8-figure a year business, but I don't, because I just didn't know. I just, sure, just like you talking about, can I get the apps? I didn't know. I didn't understand. And what's been really cool is over the last several years, you know, my websites, and I'm just getting going with ClickFunnels, my websites, I've done about $750,000 in videos and workouts and this and that. But listen, here's what's amazing. When you are on TV one time, especially on a national platform and 9 million viewers, and then it's been rerun on CNBC, like all of a sudden, like the world just, they know who you are. But again, I didn't know. I went into the show going, I want a mentor, not I'm a website expert. But you're right. It is that friendship that you end up creating. So what ended up happening is then for years, I just ran my gym. I had a little 1,200 square foot fitness training studio. And Damon just kept saying, hey, Cowboy, I love your training philosophy. That's awesome. Actually, I put him on my program. And the next season, he was in the best shape he had ever been. It was pretty awesome. But here's the mistake. Well, really quick, talking about a system. Here's the mistake he was making. I went to his office in New York. He has an office on the 66th floor of the Empire State Building. And so he has a workout gym there. So he got on the treadmill and he started walking, and I put a heart monitor watch on him. And during the treadmill, his heart rate was too low. And then he went and did the workout and his heart rate was too high. And he said, it's real simple. you got to speed your walk up a little so you burn the fat. And then during your workout, we got to slow you down a little so you burn the fat. Boom. There's the system. That is
perfect.
That's a magical formula. Like, you got to work out in your heart rate so you burn the fat. So he just kept pushing me, saying, you need to create – guys, this gets good. When I tell you this, you're going to be like, what? He said, you need to create a franchise model. He said, "Can you need to build me a model that is very inexpensive to duplicate. So I thought of idea, but I just kept going, I got what I want. I have a billionaire mentor, and he's telling me to create a franchise model. So I finally did. I rodeoed on the pro rodeo circuit for about 14 years, rode the bucking horses. And I was like, you know what? We were in the best shape of our lives. And typically because after the ride, you had to run for your life and climb that. And I said, wait, that's it. So I went to the farm and ranch supply store in my town, and I bought one of those panel fences that is the six bars, took it to my gym, bolted it on the wall, and then I made a little workout around it. And then I put my clients on it and said, just try this. Tell them what you think of it. And it kicked their butt. Like, they were like, whoa. Like, you squat on it. You climb up and down on it. You do push-ups on it. So I literally, with Dave, I've created a franchise from a cell phone. I took the cell phone. I shot a quick video, 15 seconds. I sent it to him on his phone. He instantly replied back, and he said, that's it. That's the workout equipment. Build a franchise around that. And I'm like, for real? So I did. And then I went on another reality show of Jillian Michaels. And I took that fence on her show. And it was on Spike TV. And the creator of TRX Straps, Randy Hedrick, like, they were judges on the show. So I had to work them out. And I worked about 2 minutes. And Jillian hated the fence. She hated it. Why? Because it kicked your butt. On TV, she threw it in the garbage and said, something new, right? So I was on the show for 6 weeks, and I won a couple rounds, and I won the category of the most results. This guy lost 26 pounds in 4 weeks. And I didn't win the show, but I came home, and then Damon texted me. Guy, it is so cool to, like, get text messages from Damon John. My kids will see him on TV, and they're like, there's Damon. And then all of a sudden you get a text from him. He's like, he was in Denver. He texted me, and we went to dinner, and he was like, hey, how'd the show go? And I was like, oh, it went okay. I was like, but Jillian didn't like the fence, and she thought it was a terrible business model. But Damon shook his head, and he laughed, and he goes, she don't know nothing about business. She's never built a business. And he goes, besides, we manage her brand anyways. He goes, I love the fence. He goes, can you build me a showroom model for under 10 grand? I was like, under 10 grand? I said, I'm a rodeo cowboy. I'm used to living on pork and beans and black coffee. And during the real lean times, you just live on the black coffee. And I think I can do it for five. He goes, no way. So he said, look, I'll loan you 5 grand. Now, this is about 3 years into our friendship, okay? And I'd never gotten any money from him, nothing. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll loan you $5,000 to go build it out. He goes, by the way, that's a loan. You have 10 minutes to pay it back. But if you can build it for that, do it. So I did. I built it. And then that was my experience with the first ClickFunnels. I somehow found ClickFunnels, and I built a funnel for my first gym. I ran some Facebook ads to it. And literally within a month or two, I had 130 members at this location. And then I opened a second one, and it was the coolest experience ever. Next thing you know, I have 300 members within like 3 months in two locations. And then I told Damon, I sent some videos of these new gyms. He was like, I love it. He goes, I'm going to go get ABC to do an update on Shark Tank of what you're doing. So he came back, and so they did an update on Shark Tank. And then after that, we got Entrepreneur Magazine got a hold of us, Forbes Magazine got a hold of us, and they did a story. And then we're on the ABC update of Shark Tank. And I started getting all these phone calls, people wanting to buy a franchise. Pretty soon I got to 40. I got about 50 people, like, wanted to buy a franchise. Dave, you got to understand, I'm a broke cowboy that this rodeo fence idea, and I built a franchise around it because my new friend, Damon John, is like, just build me a franchise. So I built one, right? So I've got, like, 50 people standing around with their checkbooks going, how much is this franchise? I'm ready to buy one. And Dave, here, get this. Then David goes, oh, Cowboy, by the way. He goes, I don't know a damn thing about franchising.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Wait a minute. You've got to be kidding me. I've been on this journey for like 2 years building this franchise. People are standing on money and you don't know anything about franchising? He goes, no. He goes, but listen, you're going to learn how a billionaire operates. He goes, I don't have to know anything about a franchise. He goes, all I got to do is know somebody who is an expert in franchising. And then we will create a new friendship. We'll get to know each other. And if it looks like it's going to work out, then we'll create this new franchise. And I'm like, okay. He goes, give me a couple months and let me find somebody. A couple months later, he brought me these guys that they have a company called I Love Kickboxing. They have about 700.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Mike Pro.
Mike. Yeah. Mike and Nick.
Mike and Nick. Yes. So he introduced me to those guys. I flew out to New York. I met these guys. I got to take a tour of their headquarters. And I was blown away because I had this vision of if you could open these small gyms and do an internet launch first and sell passes and then open the gym, like that's the way to do it. Not open the gym and then spend a bunch of money trying to get people in the gym. Because I was a trainer for Gold's Gym for years and then spent millions of dollars and years trying to recoup their investment. And I walk into these guys' headquarters. This is what they're doing. They have 150 employees. And when they launch a franchise, they will sell out 800 gym passes online before they even open the doors.
And I know the guys, Michael and Nick are amazing business people. Cool software they're actually building. I'm actually going to be with them next weekend.
No way. Maybe you give Michael a big woo-woo for me. Okay?
I will.
So that's where it began, but here's where it goes. At the end of the day and me hanging out with them, Michael's like, hey, you know what? I just invited you in, share all my secrets with you. You go back, apply it to your Cowboy gym, do whatever you want with it. You know, that's awesome. At least I can help out. He goes, if there's any way, maybe we work together, fine. But, and I heard this word again, you know what he said? Let's get to know each other. And I'm like, for real? You gotta be kidding me. Like that's what Damon's been teaching me. Now here's Michael has 700 franchises. And he goes, in fact, he goes, I was sold on your business, on what you're doing. I saw you on TV. I saw you a lot of high energy, but I want to see you. I want to look you eye to eye and just kind of get to know you to really find out who you really are. And from that point, Dave, it's been 2 years with Michael. And next week, they're starting the build out of the franchise location.
So cool.
With those sellies. But again, Dave, it goes back to that friendship. But the problem is we want to rush it. We just want to look at the big picture. We want to look at, you know, what could I get today? How could I make money? How could I feed my family? And we overlook the most valuable thing in business, and it is that friendship. And it's the coolest thing ever because, again, now Michael and Nick and Scott, all those guys at the I Love Kickboxing, now I look at them as like good friends of mine, not just, oh, well, we partnered up. And
oh, I totally. Oh, my gosh, Gabby. No, I can tell you that I've had this conversation literally in the last week, probably four different times, a couple times with my kids. I literally had the conversation with Steven Larson last night and then another gentleman the other day. That whole idea as far as you can either buy your way in or work your way in.
Yeah.
They both work. But the end result is you have to establish that friendship. And
you do.
Whether you buy your way in through a mastermind or you work your way in like you did through that kind of stuff, I just cannot stress again. I think of all the lessons you and I've talked about as far as from Tony Robbins, from billionaires and things, that number one thing as far as the importance of you build those friendships, again, it goes back to the trite saying as far as, you know, you basically can take a look at your network. Your net worth is your network.
And it is.
The reason, because that it's so valuable because it's, again, you get to know each other. I mean, you and I have gone back and forth since TNC. It's been, what, 3 months? It's taken me forever because you would never spend the time to get on my podcast.
Oh,
finally. Finally, I've been graced by your presence.
You know what's great? And here's what's really cool. Now what I do is I make these one-minute motivational videos, and I just send them a handful of them to people, and I know you're getting them.
Them.
Sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, am I bombarding? But the feedback that I'm getting from you guys is I needed to hear that today. Thanks. Like, it's a quick get in and get out. But again, Dave, it is. It's building that friendship first, because we're in such a rush to get the profit, to land the deal, to land the sale. So here's an example for your listeners. I'm sure you have people right now listening that are funnel builders, right? And I'm sure you have people that are agencies, or they're really good at Facebook ads or driving traffic. So here's what I would do is, if I was those guys, I would just get to know somebody else that they really need in their business, really get to know and become friends with them, and then go, hey, you're incredible at building funnels. Well, hey, you're incredible at building traffic. Well, why don't we partner up? Why don't we team up together and do this together? So now all of a sudden we create something that, and that's how you scale a company, is you let, and that's what Tony Robbins always preaches, is that you literally you build your business around going, what is your passion? Not, well, yeah, I'll do that job. No. I don't need someone in my company that, yeah, I can do that job. No, I want somebody that's like, oh, give me that job. That's what I want. And during the lean times, if you can't pay me for a few weeks, I'll still do that job with passion, because that's what I love to do. And you form that new company. And so Damon has hundreds of companies out there now, and he's taken this person and this person, and he just introduces the two, and then he gets a little piece of the action because he put the deal together. And I'm just like, oh, well, that's how billionaires think. Oh, that's what they do. So that's what I'm going to do. And it's amazing to get to see, like, business does not have to be as hard as we think it is. And it's like, it seems like everybody wants to build their own little castle, and they do their own little thing, and they don't let anybody know else what they're doing, and they have their guns up on the you know, on the top, and they're shooting all their competitors. When it's like, wait, well, here's an idea. What if us who are competing against each other, what if we thought really big and we teamed up, and you specialize in the funnels, you specialize in the traffic, you specialize in the social media, you specialize in landing us podcast interviews as much as we can. You know what I mean? And that's what, Dave, that's what I see looking from the outside in at ClickFunnels. That's what you guys are doing. That is your specialty, is that I don't see you right now building funnels. Somebody else does it, right?
Correct.
You know how to do it, but you're the personality guy. You're the guy that's like, man, I'm going to land interviews, and this is what my specialty is because I love it and I'm passionate about it. And I am the funnel radio king. Right?
Well, Cowboy, you and I could talk literally for hours. As we get close to wrapping things up here, I know I'm going to get bombarded by people saying, gosh, you know what? Hook me up with Cowboy Ryan. How do I get a hold of Cowboy Ryan? Oh, so if people want to reach out to you, or tell me how can we better serve you?
Well, here's how you can better serve me. And one last thing that I'll say, that how I can better serve you guys more. My natural thing, my entire passion that I would do forever for free if I could, is motivating people. So I visit businesses and I go in, and I don't have a business strategy. Okay, X, Y, Z. I go in and I work with their mindset. And by the time I'm done, whether it's an hour or a day, like, literally help these guys just elevate what they're trying to do. So one, if you're a business or a business owner and you're just like, you know what, we need to bring some life into our company again, I would love to, wherever you're at, come into your location and definitely help you out. So that's one thing for sure. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm looking for, Dave, is the Cowboy brand. I know it's a 7 or 8 figure business that I could build it to. Right now, this is where it's at. I've built out a membership site. It's full of content. I've built a ton of different funnels, given away workouts, given away diets, given away DVD stuff. So I've gone through all the funnel process. All majority of the foundation is there, but here's what it is. It's a race car that it's like, man, this thing will run 2 second quarter, but it needs fine tuned. I don't have that, and I just don't know what to do. So what I am looking to do, Dave, is find the right person or people out there who want to partner with me, who actually want to have some equity in the Cowboy brand and work with me to build this empire, because I just need to specialize in what I specialize in and have somebody else who's the specialty at the ClickFunnels. you know, the funnels up. Definitely, because here's one last thing. I've already talked to Damon. This is what he needs for his companies that he invests in. He does not do this. They do nothing with the companies they invest in. They do nothing with their websites at all. They have nothing at all. I know because I've been through this. So I sold Damon on the idea. I said, let me be in charge of coming in and working with your companies. Let me be in charge of getting your companies ready before it airs on Shark Tank and 9 million people go to your website. And he goes, Cowboy, done deal. He goes, but really simple. Just show me the numbers. Show me what you can do with your brand first. And then, yeah, you got full reign. So that's a partnership that I'm looking for. Someone who wants to really scale massively and build this brand, but also have an opportunity to be able to team up with Damon John. They can go to cowboyryan.com. They could just go there, Dave, and there's a button there that's just a link that just says partnership. Then click on it, put in their info, and man, I'll get a hold of them, and we'll just chat away. And then, you know, again, all I'm doing is applying what I've learned from a billionaire.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Cowboy, it is so much fun having you on, as always. And again.
Well, hopefully you have me on again, maybe later this year, maybe an update, or, you know, sometime next year, definitely for sure. And I hope, even if I don't get the invite, one day I'm going to show up at you guys' front door, riding up, saddled up on a horse, and attempt to ride it in the front door to meet Russell and the team.
We've actually tried to increase our security just because of people like you. So,
no, that's probably a really good idea.
Anyways, Cowboy, thank you so much. Again, guys, go to cowboyryan.com and you can click on partnership and team up with Ryan. Cowboy,
yeah, awesome, guys.
Always a pleasure.
And just remember, it's all about building the friendships. And Dave, again, talking about building friendships, thanks for the friendship. You know, I couldn't be more excited with where I'm at, getting to know you guys. Now when I watch videos, I'm like, that's my friend. People are like, no, you don't know him. I'm like, no, that's Dave. He's my friend. Yeah. So actually, before you hang up, here's what I'm going to do. I know it's pretty cheesy, but I'm going to take a photo. What? Okay, there you are. You're smiling.
You know what? But I'm going to take a photo of you taking me a photo. Hold on.
Okay. I'm going to take a photo of me taking a photo. There it is. And then, okay, just to validate it. Okay, guys, what's up? Here I am with the famous Dave Woodward, the Funnel Hacking Radio King. Just say, hey, Cowboy, what's up?
Hey, Cowboy, what's up?
Do you guys, now you know, that's not just a staged video. Like, that's real. Guys, remember, the secret in business is building friendships first. Money comes last. Hey, appreciate it, guys. Or Dave, thanks again, buddy. All right, take care, man.
See ya. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.